The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Obamas have come out to endorse Kamala Harris for US president, and joining me now to talk about it is Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the journal.ie. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It seemed to be a long time coming, that endorsement. People were waiting for it, wondering would it come, and if not, why not? But it has been in the making for some days.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been full-throated. And more to your point, Pat, there was an awful lot of speculation, particularly among right-wing media, that the Obamas were not going to rally to Kamala Harris, that they, in fact, had deep concerns about her electability, and that they were going to withhold an endorsement for some time because they still thought an open contest might be the best idea for the Democrats. That is not the case. They denied it at the time. And clearly, the endorsement itself could not be more effusive. And I think their support will be really, really important in ensuring the support of people of color, especially in a context in which Donald Trump has made strong inroads with Latinos and with African-American males in particular. So this is another nice bump for Kamala Harris in what has been a glorious honeymoon thus far.
Now, are you surprised at how remarkable her launch has been, because she is within 1 point now of Donald Trump in the polls?
Well, on the polls, I wouldn't get too excited yet about national polling data. What I'll be watching, as I always do, is the aggregated polling that emerges from the battleground states. And there, Trump still has a strong lead. Yes, I have been surprised. I think there's a massive sense of relief among the Democratic Party that Joe Biden stepped down. And also, I think, a massive infusion of enthusiasm from the top down. I'm really, really amazed. I should say, from the bottom up, the money that has been raised from small money donors, the expression of willingness to volunteer, I think it's electrified the Democratic base. And I think that's only a good thing. Democrats are in a much, much, much better place than they were a week ago. But here's the thing, Pat. Kamala Harris is going to come under extreme scrutiny and very pronounced attack. We will soon find out what Kamala Harris is made of.
Now, she launched her first campaign ad yesterday. I watched it last night. And it's interesting when you look at the demographic of the people, the ordinary people shown in the ad in the various segments about different aspects of her campaign. There are mostly people of color.
Yeah, that's clearly going to be one of her big pushes. And I think that's because they sense that Trump does pose a danger on that front. They've looked at the polling figures and seen, particularly again among Latinos and African-American males, that Trump has made some strong inroads. I think that identity issue, that idea that Kamala is one of us, I think that's going to be stressed at every opportunity in an effort to claw some of them back. It's also obvious that she is going to put two other things at the center of the agenda. Number one is Donald Trump's character or lack thereof. And number two, the issue of abortion. And I would say that both of those, yes, they have an appeal, but neither one of those in and of itself is going to get her to the White House. Attacking Donald Trump is well and good. Joe Biden was doing that. She needs to give the people a reason to vote for her. And yes, the abortion appeal works with progressives and with women, but there are an awful lot of people, especially if the road to victory goes through middle America, who this constant stressing of the abortion issue will grow tiresome after a while.
Now, I looked at her speeches in recent days, and it's interesting. She has developed, whether this was accidental or quite deliberate, a mantra which the audiences were picking up on, which is, we're not going back. In other words, Trump represents the past and she represents the future. And whether it's on the Obama healthcare, you know, the price of insulin to people maxed out at $35 under the Democrats, whereas if it was a free for all, it could cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month. All of these kind of things. And she's projecting that Donald Trump would reverse many of the advances made by the Biden administration and those before. And the mantra is, we're not going back. That seems to me to have be a mantra that could have legs.
Absolutely. It's a very, very powerful, resonant slogan. It's one that, again, she should keep repeating from now until the end, because the fact is an awful lot of Americans fear deeply the prospect of a second Trump presidency. And what I like about it is that, yes, there's an ideological component to it, But at the same time, there's more a sense that we cannot face the specter of Donald Trump in the White House. And if we remember the ignominy in which Donald Trump left the White House, virtually everyone in America, bar his hard base, who would stand by him forever, but a substantial majority had said, look, we might have liked Trump, we might even have voted for him, but we've had enough. So that slogan appeals both on an ideological basis and on the basis of people who just don't want the circus back in the White House.
Now, I have a short clip of Kamala Harris. Let's play it now.
With over 2 million people facing high levels of food insecurity and 500,000 people facing catastrophic levels of acute food insecurity, what has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. The images of dead children and desperate, hungry people fleeing for safety, sometimes displaced for the second, third, or fourth time. We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent. Thanks to the leadership of our President Joe Biden, there is a deal on the table for a ceasefire and a hostage deal. And it is important that we recall what the deal involves. The first phase of the deal would bring about a full ceasefire, including a withdrawal of the Israeli military from population centers in Gaza. In the second phase, the Israeli military would withdraw from Gaza entirely, and it would lead to a permanent end to the hostilities. It is time for this war to end.
Now, Larry, she is not behind the door in addressing the most thorny international element of this election, and that is Gaza. Had her meeting with Netanyahu and made it clear that the world, including America, cannot look away at what's happening in Gaza.
No, she's walking a very fine tightrope, and at least in those words, she's doing so well. She had stated that she, you know, her straightforward, very strong support for Israel and her the United States allyship with the democracy in the Middle East, her revulsion at the events of October 7th. But at the same time, you heard exactly what she said there, that they will not stand by a disproportionate overreaction with her horrific consequences for the people of Gaza, and that they are going to pursue a ceasefire above all else. So she's walking a fine line, but I think that that's probably the best thing she can do right now. And in terms of those on the left in the United States, you know, that should appeal. It's probably not everything they want in terms of those who have sympathy first and foremost for the Palestinians, but it is infinitely better than what Donald Trump might offer. And at the same time, from Harris's point of view, while she does that and simultaneously affirms support for Israel, she probably won't frighten off most of the Jewish donors, with whom her husband, who's also Jewish, had a phone call yesterday and again reiterated support for Israel. But I think also said, look, some of this stuff we're seeing on a daily basis is horrific and we can't stand idly by.
Now, the question of Trump and now being the oldest candidate ever to fight for the presidency and some clips appearing online of him losing his way during speeches. How telling is that attack going to be? Because she will certainly challenge him on that now that the Democrats have a younger candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the age issue, which obviously would have dominated headlines every single day, were Joe Biden the nominee. That goes away. The focus instead will go to Donald Trump, who, as you say, makes his own, you know, all sorts of misstatements, verbal diarrhea incessantly, whether they're age related or not. There will be a focus on that. So all of that is good. I mean, Pat, the bottom line here is everything so far has been good. I think the last week has exceeded Democrats' expectations. But what I would say is just as it was a mistake, I think, for Republicans to be as exuberant and overconfident as they were at the convention. Indeed, I think it's a mistake for Donald Trump to have picked J.D. Vance, who adds very little to the ticket. I think at this moment it's important for Democrats to stay grounded because, again, Harris is going to be subject to serious scrutiny and attack. And how well she stands up to that in the eyes of the American people is going to be very interesting.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with thejournal.ie. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.